Front Stage Dramas present The Follies of 39. This week's front page drama, The Follies of 39, is a dramatization of a collection of amusing and amazing human interest stories that appear under the title Misadventures of 1939 in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. This year of 1939, which is fast drawing to a close, seems to have hung up some sort of record for the size and variety of its crop of odd little episodes and strange occurrences that have happened to Mr. Average American. The war news from Europe, the importance of the neutrality fight in Congress, occupied most of the front pages of our newspapers, so that most of the strange stories were relegated to the back pages and quite often escaped the attention of the readers. But in next Sunday's American Weekly, the cream of the crop of these unusual human interest stories are presented, and as a sample of what to expect, we are presenting a few of these incidents. Our first case is that of a genial gentleman named Tony Pasquale, who met and engaged in a gun battle with that mysterious figure, the little man who wasn't there. Tony had been out celebrating a friend's wedding, and he returned home about 2 a.m, a little the worse for wear. He had not only looked upon the wine when it was red, but he had consumed large quantities. Carefully and quietly, he let himself into his house and entered his bedroom when he saw someone move on the other side of the room.
Okay, don't move. I see you. Don't reach for that gun or I'll let you have it. Put him up. Okay, you asked for it. Missed. Well, I'll shoot it out. I got plenty of cover behind the bed. There you go. Come out, you rat. There he is. Hey, I must have got him. I bet I got him this time.
What's going on there?
Tony, what's happened?
It's a burglar. I got him cornered. I'm shooting it out with him.
Come out, you man, as well give yourself up before I drill you. I'll get you. All right, what's the trouble? What's all the shooting for?
In here, officer. My son Tony's got a bandit cornered in there and he's shooting it out.
The shooting's all stopped now. Oh, maybe they've killed my Tony.
All right, Jim, come on. Let's go in and see what it's all about.
I'll go with you, officer. Mama, you stay out here where it's safe. No, you stay out. Yeah.
Where's the light switch? Turn on the light.
Now, wait. You have to pull the string. It's over here in the middle of the room. I'll find it. There now. Tony, where's Tony? Tony!
Oh, here he is. Oh. Wow, get a load of that.
Oh, Sergeant, is he dead? Is he shot?
Yes, he's dead. Huh? Dead drunk.
Oh.
If he's shot at all, he's half shot.
Why, Sarge, I can't find anybody else.
You think?
Hey, wait. Look, Sarge, there's a full-length mirror on the door of the wardrobe.
Well, I'll be done.
But,
Now, Mr. Pasquale, you can rest easy. There's no bandit in here.
No bandit? Then what? Who was Tony shooting at?
Himself.
You mean suicide?
Heck no. Don't you see what happened? Tony came home squiffy. When he opened the bedroom door, the dim light from the hall showed a reflection of himself in the mirror there. Being a little drunk, he thought it was a burglar.
Sure, when Tony drew his revolver, the reflection in the mirror drew his revolver. When Tony disappeared back into his bed, the reflection disappeared. When Tony peeped out, he saw his reflection and fired again. He kept up to fight with himself until he passed out.
Sure, he's just like the guy in that song they're all singing. He saw the little man that wasn't there.
Oh, dear, my Tony. Oh, I'm so glad he's safe.
Now, hold on a minute. Has he got a permit to own a revolver?
Why, no, I don't think so.
Well, that's too bad. Because now I've got to take him to the station house and lock him up for violating the Sullivan Law.
Yes, in addition to a bad hangover and being in the doghouse with his family and the neighbors, Tony received a hefty fine for carrying a revolver without a permit. Not all of these stories of misadventure have the humorous touch that our preceding story carried. But our next story has a very dramatic appeal. A doctor in a large American city is awakened by the telephone ringing in the dead of night.
Hello. Dr. Harris's residence.
Hello, doctor.
Yeah?
Can you come over to the Walton apartment, number 7D? I've got a friend who's pretty sick.
What seems to be the trouble?
Well, he had his appendix out a couple of months ago, and he's doing a little too much celebrating. And...
All right. Very well. Just try to keep him quiet. I'm down flat on his back. I'll be there in a few minutes.
Okay, Doc, but hurry. It's very serious.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be there as soon as I can get dressed. Now, you say it's apartment 7D, the Walton?
That's right, Doc. And hurry.
7D at the Walton. I will. Goodbye. Dr. Harris?
Yes, I came in answer to your call. Where's the patient?
Come in, Doc. He's in the bedroom here. Okay, Doc. Right over here. Yeah, go ahead. He's in that bedroom.
Yes, sir.
And this thing I got sticking in your back is a gun, Doc. Do as I tell you, I'll let you have it.
You can't get away with this, you know that. You can't do that.
Yeah, you'll do as you're told, Doc. I'll land in the morgue. But, now, go ahead. In that room.
Get it.
Okay, chick. Well, Doc, here, take it easy, kid.
Okay. Get him to work in a hurry, will you?
What's the matter with this man? The cop has put a slug in him in the back down near his spine. Man. Pull the sheet back and you'll see it.
Go ahead.
Don't stall. We're in a hurry.
Very well.
Oh,
fuck. All right, keep quiet. This man belongs in a hospital. This is serious.
Yeah, we know it's serious. But he ain't going to no hospital. Have the coppers grab him, see? That's why we called you.
What?
You're going to operate.
But, good heavens, man, I can't operate. I have neither the equipment nor any anesthetic. Oh, no, you'll have to let me go back home.
Look, Doc, you're staying right here and do the job. See, we ain't taking any chances.
But
as for dope, we make him sleep. We don't need none. Tools, we got them. Here's a package of razor blades.
No.
Wait a minute. Especially for a good doc like you. I get busy and my trigger finger may get nervous. Come on, remember, it's either him or you. Now get going.
Very well. But I'll need plenty of towels. Boiling water.
Yeah, I got them already in the kitchen. Go ahead.
Lefty.
Huh?
Lefty, that
whiskey.
Come on, give me another big
towel.
I can't stand
it. Okay, chick, wait a minute. Well, Doc, you all finished yet?
Yes. Yes, he'll do. But it's dangerous to move him very much.
Okay, here's your shot. Swallow it now, and I'll have the doctor dress you so we can get out of here.
I warn you, it's very dangerous to move this man.
Let us worry about that. Now, you help him dress. So take it easy. Don't shake him up any more than you can help.
Very well. I warn you, you're endangering this man's life.
Can that shatter? Get busy. Dress him. We got to get out of here.
And so at the point of a gun, the doctor not only performed the delicate operation, but dressed the victim ready for his escape. But with his companion very weak and hampering the speed in a getaway, the first bandit found he couldn't outdistance a pursuing patrol car, and the two bandits, who were former convicts and had killed one person and wounded two in a battle with the police, were captured and brought to justice. Now, you might refer to someone that played you a dirty trick as a snake in the grass. But here's a real honest-to-goodness snake in the grass that did a golfer way out west a real good turn. Two friendly enemies of a Western golf club were fighting it out on the green for a cup, a few side bets, and the cost of a good big dinner, as well as the personal pleasure of victory. The two rivals approached the green on the 18th hole.
Well, Tim, you may as well give up and concede me the victory.
You're two down, and this is the approach shot.
Well, I'm not beaten yet. I can still beat you with a birdie. This is the last hole.
Okay, old diehard. You think you're that good. You've got to prove it to me. Get up there and fire away, boy.
All right, now, just watch me, brother. I'll show you some real form this
time. All right, I'm waiting. I'm waiting, and I'm from Missouri. You got to show me.
All right, now, quiet.
Right.
Four. Just as I thought. Boy, oh boy, you sliced it.
That'll fall just short of the green.
Short of the green, my eye.
Huh?
Look. There, it's bounding onto the green and...
What?
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, will you? Hey, there's something wrong somewhere. That's a fluke. You can't get away with that.
But
there's a caddy up there. I'm going to investigate.
Investigate all your life. That's form, I tell you.
Form? What do you mean,
form?
Form.
Why, that's...
You were watching. Did you see that gentleman shot?
Boy, did I see it. And how? Look over there in the sand. You see it?
See it? See what? But,
well, I'll be darned. Look at the size of that big bull snake.
I see it, but don't change the subject. I want to know about that shot. I claim you sliced that ball short of the green. Hey, you said it. Was I right? Yeah, I sliced
it. That's right. You sure are.
Nonsense. That was a clean shot.
No. You sliced it short of right, miss, didn't you? The ball landed on the tail of that big bull snake who was sunning himself out there. And he was so mad he flipped his tail, sending your ball into the green right in the cup.
What?
Well, I made it a birdie three.
No. You call that a snakey three, but you win.
And so that snake in the grass turned out to be a hero. That is, to the winner of that golf match. Read this amusing story as well as the others that we have dramatized, and in addition, read of the amazing story of a partnership that was sawed in half, of the bullfighter who, when socked in the head with an ice cream cone, surprised the bull by standing and crying like a baby, and of the obliging burglar who paused in the robbery of his victim in order to massage his aching head and neck. These and many other curious happenings of 1939 are to be found in the article, The Oddest Misadventures of 1939, which is now appearing in the American Weekly. See this and all the other splendid stories, articles, and feature fiction to be found in each issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Dramas present, I Was Warden of a Soviet Murder Camp. This week's front page drama, I Was Warden of a Soviet Murder Camp, is a dramatization of a first-hand story of the revolting cruelty, barbaric torture, and hopeless suicides among the tragic millions of political prisoners in Soviet Russia's prison camps. This smashing indictment of communism, I Was Warden of a